I'm doing great.
We're back, baby.
We are back.
Let's go.
We are back. This is Good Better Bets, the one and only gambling show at Pat McAfee Incorporated.
Yes.
We are back. We are rebranded. If you listened to us before, we were Bro 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 Bets.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. We have moved on to greener pastures and greener monies and more winnings. Not that we weren't winning before, because we won a lot before.
We were, but now we're going to take it to another level.
Another level, mainly because we are sponsored by FanDuel.
Oh.
The number one place to now place your legal gambling bets. Don't have to go to any of those shady sites anymore.
Yeah, we're legal now. We're legit.
You just go to FanDuel.com/McAfee, and you get basically a $500 free bet. Up to $500 free bet.
$500?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you deposit, up to $500, you get a free bet. So if you place a bet on something tonight, say you place a bet on the Packers, and the Packers cover,
yeah,
you get up to $500, whatever you bet, into your account. And if you didn't, say you bet $250 on it, then you just get that $250 put back in your account. It's like it never happened. It's like it never happened.
I love it.
That's FanDuel.com/McAfee. Legal states participating. Indiana soon to come.
It is.
Within the next few weeks. We're also sponsored by MyAction.
Oh.
The greatest app you can use to track all of your bets.
It's changed my life.
Insider gambling info, all of the lines, Green Dot City.
Read it every day.
Action.app/Diggs/Todd/BubbaGumpino. He made it very easy for us. So we are back, and we are in full swing in football season. Sorry we took some time off. You know, we had the studio redesign.
Yeah, we were going through a makeover.
So, I mean, there just wasn't mics to talk into.
No.
I mean, and now that we're back, mics are back. We're in the beginning of football season, and it's absolutely incredible. It feels incredible to be back.
I'm ready. There's nothing like gambling on NFL football.
Correct.
I love gambling on other shit, don't get me wrong, but there's just something different about NFL football.
To start, there's going to be no set schedule on when we put these out. We'll just let you know when we put them out, whenever we have time with our travel and everything like that. Very, very busy right now. We're at least going to do once a week, probably every Thursday, Friday, or Saturday for NFL and the NCAA football games. And then maybe one or two others a week to try to catch some baseball. Playoff baseball's coming up, stuff like that.
Yep.
So we'll just do. We're going to release as we can.
Subscribe, set your notifications. Boom, yes, it'll let you know when a new one drops. And you'll be ready.
You can follow us on Twitter at GoodBetterBets. GoodBetterBets. Bets.
As in one who bets.
And is good and better at it than the rest of everyone else. All right, so we're going to start here today. We have a Thursday night football game tonight, both college and NFL. We'll run through those real quick. And then we're going to run through the NFL slate and then the NCAA slate this weekend. And I think we're good there. Gumpy wanted to do baseball, but I told him first episode, no one cares about it right now. The last three games of the season, don't care about it.
You can check my action. They're all green
dots.
That's
a great use of the action app.
Action Network. They're all green dots anyways, Tom.
Always, pal. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's start with tonight. We'll start in the NFL. We have the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to the Green Bay Packers. The spread is currently 4. Packers are -4, and the over-under is 47. Are either of you taking anything in tonight's game?
I am.
What are you taking, pal?
I'm taking Green Bay, -4. I am not sold on Carson Wentz like pretty much everyone who's a lot more knowledgeable than I am.
You do not like Carson Wentz.
I'm not sold. I'm like, what have you done? What have you done so far to tell me that you are a winner at this level? I mean, you went out, you got hurt, you're back up on the Super Bowl. I'm not convinced. I have to see him through a full season succeed at that high level before I sign off on it.
I'm not in complete disagreement with
and
you.
On the flip side of things, and also, they're just not playing great.
They're not playing well
at all. And Green Bay, on the flip side, all of a sudden has one of the best defenses in the league. And you have Aaron Rodgers and a good running game. I mean, now the only knock on them so far has been that their offense hasn't been performing up to par.
It's kind of stunk.
And it's been so public, I think this is the game where Aaron Rodgers shuts everybody's mouth.
Well, Todd, you are not alone. Currently, 71% of the bets and 72% of the money is on Green Bay. But according to the Action Network, some of the sharp money is coming in on the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it So it started.
It has dropped from 4.5.
Well, it started at like 3, and then it shot up to and then everyone took Green Bay at 3 or so. Right. And then it shot up to around 5, and then people, once it got to 5, jumped on the Eagles, and it settled at 4, which I think is going to stay at 4 now.
Yep.
Gumby, do you have anything for tonight?
I love the over 46.
Really?
The Eagles gave up 27 at home to the Redskins, mm-hmm. 24 on the road to the Falcons, and 27 against the Lions at home last week. I feel like Rodgers with a chip on his shoulder, he's going to show up tonight. I feel like there's going to be a lot of points on the board tonight.
No, if there is a get-right game for the Green Bay Packers, the Philadelphia secondary is banged up. Mm-hmm. Their defensive line is banged up. Their whole defense, so is their offense. So a short week for the Philadelphia Eagles is not great here. So if I was to lean somewhere, I'd probably lean to the Packers. And maybe to the over too, even though I know I don't have it in front of me, but I know unders on Thursday night are on like a 10-2 run.
That's a good stat.
Yeah, I mean, I pulled that stat out of my ass.
No, you're probably right.
It's somewhere around there. Also, home teams on Thursday night have been incredible.
Yeah, last week, what was it, 20-7 Jags won?
Oh, yeah, and that was an absolute soak.
Yeah, the under was like 41 on that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so let's move over to, that's tonight for the NFL.
But you're not putting action on.
No,
you're
I'm not.
You give us a lean. Okay.
A lean. Yeah, I'm like leaning to the Packers. Even though with all 70% of the money on the Packers, makes me want to take the Eagles.
Right.
Because Vegas isn't dumb.
Sure.
I'm just not sold on the Eagles. I've watched every game played this year, and I thought they would have beat the Falcons, and it's just not happening right now.
Okay, so let's move to the game tonight that Pat is calling.
Oh, yeah.
On ESPN. 8 o'clock start. Make sure you watch that. Don't watch the NFL game. It's going to be terrible.
Terrible. Well, and here's my suggestion. You know, make a night of it. DVR the NFL game. Watch Pat's game live because you're going to want to keep up with the live tweeting that goes on during that shit. And then you go back and you catch up with the DVR on the Packers.
Being an adult. Put one game on your TV, one game on your laptop.
There you go.
Let's just—I mean, can all be friends. The spread here is so it's Navy at Memphis. Mm-hmm. Navy is +11 at Memphis, and the over/under is 54. This game actually involves my favorite bet of the entire weekend, and I am taking the under 54 in this game. Gumpy, do you got something to say about that?
I'm not touching that one, Tone.
Well, I mean, earlier you ridiculed me for taking the under.
I ridicule you for taking the under on any game, Tony.
I've probably taken 40 unders this year and maybe one over. Big under guy.
You are a big under guy.
All right, so this is why.
Okay.
Stick with me here.
And I think I'm going to like what you're going to say.
Navy is number one in rushing attempts per game.
Yes.
Running the ball, tick, 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 tick.
That's the clock.
That's the clock moving. Mm-hmm.
And it's running out.
And Navy is the team that gets like 3 or 4 yards of carry, so it's not like the clock is stopping after a first down a lot.
Their quarterback's their leading rusher.
I know, pal.
He's athletic as fuck.
He's been there a while, too. And then Memphis, on the other side, is number 12 in rushing attempts per game. So they're also going to keep it on the ground. And then Navy is number 2 in time of possession. Memphis is number 8 in time of possession. That's a tough one to get out for me.
It is.
Not sure why. Time of possession. And then Navy is 15th in rushing defense, and Memphis is 18th. So both of these teams are going to want to run, and then both of these teams can stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's going to be a lot of time taken off the clock. It's going to be slow. So I'm going under the 54. I mean, everything just pointed to me for that.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all.
Nor should you hate it.
I'm taking Navy +10.5 for pretty much the same reason.
Correct.
Just because Navy eats the clock, and they've won 3 out of the last 4 matchups against Memphis, including mm-hmm. last year. It's pretty much Memphis has proven that they have trouble with the triple option. They are off the field a lot. Every time they play them, it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't see them covering the over, and I don't see mm-hmm. them beating Navy by more than 10.5.
The reason why I like the Navy, I'll give you a reason why I like Navy and why I don't like Navy,
mm-hmm.
is for the reason we've talked about with all the time coming off the clock and limited possessions, it's hard to cover a spread of 10.5.
It is.
It's just hard to do that.
It is.
Triple option teams on double-digit spreads, their record is incredible. On the other hand, Memphis has had a bye week, so they've had 2 weeks to prepare for the spread.
Sure.
So they might be a little bit better against it.
They've also had 4 years Correct. To prepare for it. You Correct. Know what I mean? And granted, this is quarterback's a little different.
And we talked to Memphis's coach, or Pat talked to Memphis's coach during his show, and he said they did mix in practicing against the spread a little bit in spring ball, a little bit in the summer, a little bit in training camp and stuff like that. So we'll see. Normally, if you see the option a lot, you do get better at it, but who knows? So I like.
It's gonna be a good game, I think.
Everybody I like both of our picks. Gumby, yeah. You're staying away from that game.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one. Okay, you guys put down some good knowledge there. I'll stand with you.
Yeah, we put down incredible knowledge. Yeah. I mean, that's what this show is for. Good, better
bets.
Do you understand? I understand. It feels like you don't understand.
Me?
Yeah.
I think you're reaching, Tom.
All right. So what we're gonna do now? We'll do this every week. We're just gonna run through the NFL schedule. There's a bye week now, so there's not even 16 games. I think there's only 14 games. And we'll tell you if we have a bet on it or whether we don't have a bet on it or if we have a lean or whatever and why we're staying away from it. So let's just roll through it right now. First game on the slate here, Carolina Panthers +4 at the Houston Texans. I do not have a bet on it. I have a lean to Carolina.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. You also realize I'm an under guy and I'm also a very big dog guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of points. Texans... They looked good in the second half against San Diego.
Correct.
I will say San Diego for the rest of my life. And they ended up covering and winning against the Chargers. But they didn't look great in the first half. And then the week before that, they only beat the Jaguars by one. I do think that they're obviously the better team here. But Kyle Allen looked really good last week.
He did. It was against the Cardinals. So I'm not completely sold, but he definitely is confident, which is huge. And Carolina is supposed to be a really good team this year.
Supposed to.
Cam Newton just shit the bed, injury or for whatever mm-hmm. reason. But if Kyle Allen is as good as he looked against the Cardinals, they're going to have a great season. And also, conversely, Deshaun Watson is a monster.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's incredible.
It's just he's due to get hurt. I mean, it's... Any game now, I expect him to get hurt. He's getting touched a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's a matter of time.
Laramie Tunsil could be out too. He's hurt with a bunch of injuries.
They're super fucked.
There you go.
Tunsil's out. They're super fucked.
The -4. That's too much for me. I'm not putting anything on.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything either. But if I had to, I was going Carolina. What are you? Anything, Gumpy?
I was leaning the other way a little bit just because I feel like Kyle Allen comes back to earth a bit.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, probably.
But I'm not putting any.
And Houston's at home.
That.
So, yeah.
You could argue that Houston could be 3-0 without that tough loss at the end of the game to New Orleans, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you could.
They are a good team.
And you could argue that they could have lost to the Jags if they would have made the 2-point conversion.
Definitely. Yeah.
But this is a tough one to put any money on.
Correct. Next game is Browns at Ravens. Huge divisional matchup. I'm actually taking this as one of my bets this week. I'm going Browns.
Brownies?
Oh, yeah. Currently, they're +6.5 on FanDuel. I'm going to buy a point and get them up to 7.
And a half or just 7?
Just 7. I mean, if I buy them up to 7.5, I'm going to be sitting at like -140, which I don't want to do.
I don't hate that.
But I'll buy them up. I'll buy anything. If it's sitting on 6.5, I'll get to 7. If it's on 7.5, I'll get to 7. Mm-hmm. Get to those key numbers is huge for me. Excuse me. So I'm going Browns +7. Divisional games are always close. Always. And I think the Browns defense, they've seen Lamar now multiple times. They're going to have an idea how to contain the Ravens offense, I believe. And I think it'll be a close game. I'm not saying the Browns are going to win. But all the backlash that the Browns have got this week from Freddie and Baker, I think they should have a better game plan as far as maybe not just sending everyone 40 yards down the field and throwing into double coverage. So I like the Browns to keep it within 7. That's just what I like.
I'm going to go the other way. I actually took action on this. Baltimore -7. I'm like you. I'm like, okay, everything that's happened this week and that's been said about Baker and Freddie Kitchens should fuel their fire, and they should come out hot, should make a lot of corrections, be a little more conservative in places they were gambling too much on as far as coaching goes.
Uh-huh.
But I just think they are not a great team, and I think Baltimore is a great team. I think they're going to be really good this year. And I don't think they're going to be, even if they come up with a plan to stop Lamar, I think it's a different story actually stopping him.
So, I agree.
I think he blows him up.
Well, I also think Lamar came out this week and said he hates running.
Yeah.
Which is what makes Lamar good.
Yeah. If you run with fear, you're really good at running. You know what I mean? So I hope that's the case.
So if they're trying to keep Lamar and make him a passer, that's just even makes me feel better about my My pick. Mm-hmm. Gumpy.
Not touching it.
I love it. I love it.
I mean, it's
well, no,
it's an absolute toss up to me. The Browns should show up and play like they're capable of, and the Ravens should continue to play out. But I'm not sold on Lamar Jackson either. I'm really not.
One reason why I have been doing much better this season mm-hmm. is past seasons I would just bet every fucking game.
Yeah,
just bet every single game, and now I'm trying to stick to like this week. I have four here that I'm actually playing in the NFL versus 12. And things normally tend to work out much better that way. You don't have to bet every game. Even though it's great, it's a really, really good time.
I think I'm only laying off five games this time. I just came out hot. It's our first episode back. I got excited. So take my bets for what they're worth.
All right, next game, Chiefs at Lions. Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites. The over-under is 54.5. I don't have anything in this game. If I had to, I'm not going against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
But I'm not touching it.
Gump?
I like the Chiefs. I really do. The Lions were lucky to beat the Chargers at home.
Yeah.
Chargers left a lot of points on the board.
And you're not sold on the Eagles.
Yeah.
Who the Lions beat.
Yeah, and it's Mahomes.
And they tied the Cardinals.
Until someone shows me that they can stop Mahomes, I'm not betting against him.
Yeah, he's inside too, right? I guess his...
Oh, yeah, he's never been inside.
Yeah, yeah. In the NFL. Who knows what's going to happen? He get through over 700 yards. I don't... It's going to be crazy. I think the Lions get their dicks kicked in this game. I think they show that they... people are just way too excited about the possibilities of the Lions this year, in my opinion. So I think we're still yet to see the best of Mahomes, which is incredible to believe. I think they win this handedly.
Sorry, I've missed this part too on the last two games. So Houston, Carolina, 60% of the bets are on Houston. And then in Baltimore, Cleveland, 60% of the bets are on Baltimore. And then so for this Kansas City and Detroit game, any guess on how much percentage of the money, or sorry, bets is on Kansas City?
I feel like people are leaning Detroit.
80-some percent.
85% yeah. Kansas City.
Jesus.
As far as the bets, but only 68% of the money. So yeah. There's a little bit of bigger money coming in on Detroit. That would be the people who... So I saw this line. It was at 6, and then it went up to 7, and then as soon as it got to 7... Sharps jumped on 7 for Detroit because it's mm-hmm. such a key number, and then it got back down to 6.5. So that's what it's going to keep doing all weekend. Once it gets to 7, people will jump on Detroit and then stay on KC at 6 and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm not going
against. I mean, I know the Lions are home, but they let the Cardinals put up 27 points against them. They let the Eagles put up 24. I mean, what do you think Mahomes is going to do?
I'm not saying the Lions are good this year. They're better, for sure. But you just watch Mahomes walk all over the Ravens defense.
Yep.
And the Ravens defense is supposed to be very, very good.
So, yeah, we're not going, none of us are going against Mahomes here.
Nope. And I'm actually putting action on it.
There you go, buddy. All right. So, the next game we have here is New England at Buffalo. Same line, 6.5. Or, sorry, it's up to 7 now. New England is -7. I'm actually going to bet this one. And I'm going to go New England -7, even though it's a chalky Joe's bet. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't care. So let me, here we are. Patriots have played no one. Jets, Miami, and Pittsburgh. The Bills have played no one. Jets, Giants, and Bengals. Mm-hmm. Both of those, all those teams, 0-18 combined. Here's the difference though. The Patriots are, they're plus minus, they're plus 90. In those three games, they've won by 90 points.
Mm-hmm.
In Buffalo's three wins against those shitty teams, they've won by 19 points.
Big difference there.
Huge difference. So I think Buffalo probably gets exposed a little bit here. I think their defense is good. It's looked good, but it's mm-hmm. looked good against shitty teams.
Right.
And so I'm just, unless Josh Allen runs for 140 yards and somehow keeps the ball out of Brady's hands.
Against a defense who's allowed zero touchdowns this year.
Correct.
I mean, probably not likely, in my opinion. So for that reason, I put money on
it. I won't bet against Mahomes until he proves otherwise, and I won't bet against Patriots until they prove otherwise.
Yeah.
So I'm going Pats here.
-7 doesn't bother me at all here.
Gumpy?
No, I'm not betting on the Patriots. I won't do it. I mean, and I'm not going to bet on the Bills either. I mean,
why won't you bet on the Patriots?
I just can't. I can't cheer for them. I'm sorry.
Oh, Well, I don't. My money doesn't care.
I know.
I mean,
my money doesn't clap. Maybe,
Mike, I won't bet on the Dolphins or against the Dolphins. I'm the same way.
The only time our money claps is when it's between strippers' butt cheeks.
That's right. That's
I mean, you won't bet on the Steelers either, Tony.
So. Well, no. I won't bet on the Steelers because they're my team, and I can't separate my head from my heart there. Yeah. All 31 other teams I
but
could
you'll
do that.
Bet on other teams that you despise.
I mean, yeah. He's betting on the Browns, so clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate the Browns more than anyone in the world.
That didn't surprise me.
Actually, they are playing the Ravens, so yeah, those true. Two are a toss-up. Yeah, so I can hear. Hate. So, yeah. All right.
I get it, Gump.
Yeah.
80% of the bets are on New England. 73% of the money's on New England. We have Oakland at Indianapolis. The line started at 6. It's now at 7. Big difference here. So 65% of the bets are on the Colts.
Right.
75% of the money is on the Raiders.
Yep, saw that.
Huge difference there. I don't care. I'm going Colts.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
The Raiders looked awful in Minnesota last week.
Second week in a row, they have a 1 p.m. Eastern start, too. I believe they have like 8 of those this year.
Yeah, they're especially bad on the road. I mean, they're coming. You know, the Colts are fresh off that home win. The crowd was as raucous as I've ever heard them in the entire existence of that franchise being here. I think they're hot right now, and I tell you what, I don't like much about the Oakland Raiders this year.
No, there's not much.
And I like a lot about the Colts.
Well, they're trying to feed it to, what's their rookie's name? Remember? Josh Jacobs? Yeah, Josh Jacobs. He's getting like 3 yards of carry, barely.
Mm-hmm.
Carr's Carr, and he's really doesn't have much to throw to. Tyrell Williams is good, but.
Yeah. Carr's got 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions this year. Jacoby's got 6 touchdowns. Jacoby's just not turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. He's very safe with the ball. And he's dangerous if you do get to him. He can get away.
And Marlon Mack's been great this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those that where we all think we're going to win easily, but the Raiders somehow lose by fucking 5 or something like that.
Right.
Field goal at the end of the game.
But the Colts have not let me down all year.
Yeah.
They covered against San Diego. They covered against the Titans. That was a backdoor, depending on where you got it at Sunday.
I just had money line last
week. So Colts were good last week. Next game, the Chargers go to the Miami Dolphins. The spread it's dropped. It's going in Miami's favor here. The spread is 15.5 with 60% of the money and bets on the Dolphins to cover. Gumpy.
They looked good last week in the first half. I mean, and the Chargers have not looked great this year.
No, I'm staying away from it because
too many points. I mean,
that's why like
Chargers are going to win. It's 15.5. I mean, go fuck yourself.
If a spread is over 13, 14, I won't even look. Tough. I don't even care who's playing normally.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Like, I mean, I feel bad for the Patriots betters last week who were up 30-0.
Yeah, like the Jets covered last week.
Yeah, and that was a terrible beat for Patriots betters. But yeah, it's too big. Staying away from it. Next game, Titans +4 at Atlanta. I am buying low on the Titans. And I am taking the +4 on the Titans. They beat the Browns. And then they lost to the Colts, and then they lost to the Jags Thursday night on the road, which no one looks good Thursday night on the road. Everyone saw it. It was a national game, so everyone's super down on the Titans.
Yeah.
So I like to buy low in these situations, and I'm going to go with the Titans here. It's not one of my main picks, but I'm definitely going to bet it on the side.
Okay.
I mean, the Falcons aren't good, but for whatever reason, they show up at home.
They do.
I don't know why. I mean, They looked really good against the Eagles.
Are the Eagles good?
Exactly. They looked terrible against the Colts. They looked terrible against the Vikings in week one. Like, I'm not on board.
That's why in this situation I take the points. But yeah, you're right. It would probably be smart to sit out.
If I'm touching it, Tony, I'm with you with +4 Tennessee.
I'm not touching it. This game is scary to me. I don't know who's what, you know, on either side of this coin. So the only thing I think I would lean toward Tennessee just because they're coming off the extended week, a little extra time to recover.
And they do have a great defense.
More to prepare. And they have a great defense. So. Mm-hmm. And I think Matt Ryan's garbage. But I think Mariota's garbage as well.
Yeah, it's not a great quarterback matchup there.
Yeah. I argue for a low-scoring game. I don't know what the over and under is on that.
Yeah, I'll never trust the Atlanta defense, though. Who the fuck knows there? Well, I mean, the Titans offense is trash, though, too. So
yeah.
The over-under on that game, let me check it real
45,
quick.
45, I'm guessing.
I think it's going to be lower than that. No, it is. Fucking 46.
I'm not totally scared of that.
You know what? I might jump on that under right now.
I'm with you there.
I'm not scared of that.
I think you might have talked me into it.
That's a triple stamp on the under.
I mean, Tennessee just doesn't score points anyway against bad defenses. So,
all right, so the next game we have is the Redskins at the Giants. The Redskins are currently +2.5 very close to that plus three number. If I had to, I'm not taking either of these, but I would jump all over that Redskins number. All over it, Gumpy. I mean, I don't know.
The only thing I would say is Giants money line, and I wouldn't mess with the points.
This over under at 49. This could go 65. The Giants defense is horrendous.
The worst. They're the worst. I took it. I put money on Washington with the points. I mean, Saquon's out. I think that
I like
Washington's defense. I like their defense. It's good.
I mean, no one has a chance against that Bears defense. Keenum was running for his life.
No one has a chance
on Monday night.
It's not going to be the case here. I don't think Keenum's bad.
Keenum looked decent in the first two games. I'm with you there.
And I know what we saw out of Danny Dimes, but I mean,
they still almost lost that game. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, they should have.
If
they
that guy
lost
hits that field goal, they lose. Like, yeah. Regardless of how good he looks.
So this is the Giants have given up 31, 28, and 35. The Redskins have given up 31, 31, and 32.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's going to stop either. Anyone in this game, probably. I might go over. Yeah, the Redskins. I don't know.
I feel pretty.
It's not one of the official picks, but.
I think Keenum has a solid game. I think we'll see a little regression from Danny Dimes.
Hey, if we're just a couple guys here bullshitting,
yeah,
might take you over.
Hey.
Tony might go over.
I wouldn't be scared of it.
49? Piece of cake. You mean you tell me it's going to be 25, 26, 24 game?
Yeah, that's a good call, Tony.
Piece of cake. It's going to be like a 10-4 game. Seattle at Arizona. Seattle's minus -5. Anybody got anything? By the way, 60% of the bets are on the Giants in that game.
Makes
and
sense.
60% of the bets are on Atlanta in the game before.
Overreaction.
It's definitely an overreaction.
For sure.
I love the Seahawks here.
You love the Seahawks here?
Minus -5. I mean, Cardinals lost by 18 to the Panthers last week. They haven't looked great. Seahawks coming off a tough loss at home, which seldom happens. I look for Russell Wilson to bounce back and have a huge game. I mean, his numbers were good last game, but I feel like the Seahawks will run away with this one on Sunday.
Yeah, if you're a fantasy player, which I happen to be sometimes.
Yep.
FanDuel Fantasy Leagues, Daily Fantasy Leagues, also awesome.
You have Russell Wilson starting.
Russell Wilson was my daily quarterback that I went with this week. I'm not touching the game. You never know. You never fucking know what these
I'm double stimping Gump. I think Seattle comes out hot. Russell Wilson, he was having a great year up to that point. And, you know, the fourth quarter, he scored 20 points. So he's coming fresh off that momentum. I think he's erased those first three quarters from his mind, and he's going to make sure he never, never thinks about it again by pounding the Arizona Cardinals into the fucking dust.
Into the dust?
Into the dust.
For some reason, I don't know if I'm correct or I'm right, but I just always remember
Seahawks struggling in Arizona. We've seen it before.
We've seen it before. So for that reason, I'm going to stay away. But if I had to go aside, I'm not going to take
the
Cardinals.
Carson Palmer era.
By the way, A.Q. Shipley's like one of the number one ranked centers right now.
He should be.
As far as pass protection. So,
he's a stud.
I mean, the guy's just fucking out there killing it. Mm-hmm. Bucks at Rams. The line is currently 9, over under 50. And it looks like, let's see here. Let's see where the money's going here. 50% of the money. It's a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
People don't know what to do with this game.
It's a lot of points. 9.5 points. A lot of points.
It's a lot of fucking points.
All I can
points.
Tell you is that Jameis Winston better bring a mattress because he's going to spend a lot of time on his back this game. Now, how many points LA is going to put up? That's what bothers me here. I'm not a golf fan. I don't believe in him. I don't think he's the future of that team. So I don't know how many points they're going to put up. You know, James Winston is athletic. He can be explosive. So
if anything, I would lean the over. The Rams shoot the lights out at home, mm-hmm. and the Bucks have been scoring. I mean, if anything, I'd lean over that 50. That's my only touch on that.
I'm staying away from it because it seems like it could be a spot where the Rams kind of just –
Coast
into the game, coming off a primetime spot on Sunday night against the Browns.
I feel like they didn't play great, though, against the Browns, so they'll have them fired
their offense
up to
did
play
not.
At home. I feel like Goff at home is a different animal for whatever reason. He's figured it out at home.
He has.
He's not great on the road.
Well, here's the thing with the Rams and why I think they might sleepwalk is because they turn around very quickly and play on Thursday night at Seattle, which is an important division game for them.
Huge, yeah.
So maybe Tampa Bay.
Not touching.
I'm not saying I'm definitely not taking Tampa Bay, but a gun to my head. Jags plus 3.5 at Denver.
Love the Jags here.
Over under 38. Also love the Jags here.
Yep.
Yep. Concur.
Until
I took the over though. I'm thinking seriously about taking the over at
38.
Yeah, I just think Minshew and the Jags, I mean, they put up 20 in their last game against the Titans. Titans have a good defense. Minshew's starting to really feel it, I think. I think he's going to have a big game. However, with the Jalen Ramsey being out, maybe they're a little more open downfield or a little weaker downfield defensively than they normally would be. I think Flacco has a good game as well. I think it's just going to be a lot of points. But if I had to pick someone to cover the spread, yeah, I lean toward the Jags, but I'm probably going to bet this over.
Yeah.
It's at 38.
I can't do that.
Until the Broncos prove they can
Broncos
win a
have
game.
Scored 16, yeah, 14, I mean. And 16.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a fun stat. Broncos, Vic Fangio, who led the Bears defense last year, came over the Broncos, and he gets Bradley Chubb and the most famous DN in the league that I can't remember his name right now, Von Miller.
Goose egg.
They have zero sacks on the entire season. The entire defense.
No.
Not just those two. The entire defense. That's the first time that's happened in the history of them keeping stats. That is a wild fucking thing.
They can't move the ball either.
Jags plus 3.5.
I love the props. Jags here. Love Probably, the Jags.
Maybe. Vikings plus 2.5 at the Bears. If it gets a 3, I'm hammering the Vikings. If it stays at 2.5, I may buy it up to 3 and then take it. But I also think Kirk Cousins could just absolutely die, and the Bears could score 3 defensive touchdowns, and they could easily cover. So for all those reasons, I am staying the fuck away.
I saw Keenum run for his life, and I think it's not going to be any different for Cousins.
Yep.
I didn't take the points. I love the Bears money line minus 130.
Double fucking stamp. I did the exact
love
same
it,
thing.
Tony. I love it.
I think the defense is going to bother Cousins enough that they don't have to do much at all. Trubisky is going to be a better form of Trubisky than he was. I still don't think the guy's good, but I think they're going to let him use his legs a little bit more, and he needs that. He needs to be moving around. He needs to be fired up, and I think we're going to see.
I know 38 is low, but this could be 13-7.
Oh, it has that feeling. It does.
38 is low, and it's scary to take, but I mean, both of these offenses against the defenses that they're going against.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a 6-3 at halftime.
It could be a 6-3 at half, Gumpy. I mean, let me look real quick. Let's see what these teams have done so far. Who are we talking about again?
Vikings.
There it is. Yeah. Found it.
Vikings. Well, they put up points the first game, but that was their defense who did that. Cousins was 8-for-10 that game.
Yeah, correct.
Cousins stunk in game 2, and they put up 28 against the Raiders or more.
Yeah, I mean, who's that? The Vikings? 34, yeah. But that was against the Raiders.
Cook is a monster.
He is good.
He is so fucking good.
He is.
The Bears have given up 15, 14, and 10 points.
Yeah.
I just.
The Vikings have given up 12, 20, and 14. So, I mean.
I just watched Keenum literally run for his life and try and get the ball out. I don't see it being any different for Cousins.
No, that's why, yeah. I'm not afraid to put money on this one with the money line, because they might win by one fucking point. I don't know, but I don't see any way Cousins pulls this off.
Sunday night, Cowboys plus. Sorry, minus 3. Cowboys are minus 3 at the Saints. I know Gumpy and I are on the same page here.
What is it?
I'm hammering
Tony.
Saints.
Plus. Yes!
I love this.
You don't go into
give me the
unanimous.
Saints.
You don't go into the fucking dump
at home
getting points. I mean, I know Drew Brees is out, but same thing as before. Who has Dallas played? Fucking no one.
Giants, Redskins, and the Dolphins.
All the Redskins hung with them.
What are you talking
about? Half. The Dolphins should have been up on them at half last week. They're getting points in New Orleans. I don't care if it's Teddy Bridgewater with 2 gloves, 1 glove, no gloves. Give me the Saints.
Hammering Saints.
People
Hammer.
Are fucking Dak crazy right now. Calm down. Saints. You're going to change your mind after
it's that. It's a lot of recency bias. It's a lot of just looking at seeing 3-0, and then they know that Drew Brees is out, so they're like, oh, fucking Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number one pick of the
it's
week.
It's not easy to win in Seattle. Teddy Bridgewater...
It wasn't even that close.
No,
some things went their way. They had a fumble return.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Did they have a punt return too?
Yes,
but still,
it's hard to win there.
New Orleans
Teddy is a game
plus 3
manager.
Plus 3,
I love it
at home. Oh, and a Monday night game. Two teams are playing. I don't want to talk about it. But I will talk about it for everyone else. Cincinnati plus 3.5 at Pittsburgh.
Give me the Steelers money line.
Hey-o.
I have no idea.
Stay away. Touching the
don't
points.
Fucking touch stay it. Away.
They, don't touch it. Don't, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they always have tight games. Right?
Yeah. I mean, the Bengals have not won in a long, long time, but they're always kind of close.
No Big Ben, no AJ Green. I don't know. If I had to put money anywhere, you put a gun in my mouth, under. Take the under.
If anything, I'd fucking put a gun in the mouth of this game's head. It wouldn't be played.
The best part is, I think it's in 2 weeks. We got the Dolphins Steelers Monday night.
No, it's more than that. It's like after the bye, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, Steelers aren't dead yet.
What do you think about the early bye week? What do you think teams feel about that? Like the 49ers?
I bet they hate it.
Yeah,
fucking imagine. Week four. I mean, you just got started.
Yeah.
Especially 49ers, you're on a 3-0 roll. You want to keep playing.
I like the Niners, man. I know it hasn't been pretty, but
they looked bad.
I do.
So we're going to jump into some NCAA picks. I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Jeez.
I mean, there's like 100 games.
There is. There's a lot of games.
So, and you have 2, right, Todd?
One was a Thursday night game. I have one more.
Okay.
One Saturday pick.
Guppy, you got any? You got one?
Uno.
All right. Well, you two want to do yours, and then sure. I'll run through mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, go.
I just like Maryland at the point with the points at home.
I was also leaning Maryland plus 7 at home against Penn State. Maryland's offense looked really, really good, and then they ran into Temple and looked really, really bad, but they went for it
six times.
Maryland's good. Penn State, on the other hand, has been outgained the last 2 games by Pitt and Buffalo, and I don't know. But I think it's a Friday night game, so there's not a lot of games going on. There's a strong chance I play that game, and then there's a strong chance it's probably going to be Maryland.
I love Maryland and the points at home. I really do.
Todd, you got anything?
Yeah, I grabbed one for the Big Ten. I got Minnesota at a pick 'em. I think they're -1 right mm-hmm. now at Purdue. Purdue's quarterback
suffered a
concussion. He's under protocol right now. He's questionable at best to return. He's a little stud, but their team isn't great. They're one of the worst teams in the Big Ten, I think, against the rush, and that's kind of Minnesota's strength. Mm-hmm. They have a veteran quarterback who's a good little game manager himself. So I think Minnesota, ordinarily, with Purdue's quarterback healthy, I probably wouldn't take this one, but the way things are, I'm going to take Minnesota.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people taking Purdue if the quarterback's healthy.
Right.
Minnesota, their first 3 games, they've been losing in the fourth quarter of all of them,
mm-hmm.
and they've won them all.
Yeah.
So they know how to close. So they know how to close, but they all have been tight games against lesser competition.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, especially if Purdue's quarterback doesn't play,
mm-hmm.
I think you might be all right there. Row the boat with Minnesota.
Yep. Either way, I guess their defense sucks, so.
All right, and I'll rattle off my picks. Let me know how bad you think I am. First one, and these are all in chronological order.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. This is 3:30 on Saturday.
You're a professional.
I know. I'm going the Washington Huskies -10 versus the University of Southern California Trojans.
Huskies are good.
Huskies are very good. The USC is on their 3rd-string quarterback, who had a great game against Utah. But I think USC coming off that high of beating a very high-ranked Utah and then having to face Washington the next week does not bode well for them. Clay Helton stinks as a coach for USC. So I'm going Washington -10 there.
Okay.
Anything bad there?
I'll stand with you.
Georgia Tech, +9 at Temple. I know Georgia Tech is terrible. Okay? But stick with me here.
What are you liking?
Georgia Tech is 17th in rushing attempts and in the top 50 in rushing yards per game. Temple is 94th against the run, giving up 190 yards a game. So I think Georgia Tech might be able to control the clock a little bit. Temple's coming off a 16-point loss to Buffalo. Buffalo is not great this year. And then Georgia Tech is coming off a bye. So I just think it's a lot of points for Temple to cover against. And Georgia Tech was bad. And the reason why they're bad is because they just went from triple option to a new offense, and they still have triple option players and stuff like that. But, I mean, they're an ACC school. There's some decent talent on that team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going against them against Temple.
Okay.
Oh, and Temple passes, and Georgia Tech's pass defense is all. Georgia Temple cannot run. Virginia, +13 at Notre Dame. You don't like that thought, do you?
I don't like it at all. What are you talking about?
Notre Dame
just proved themselves against Georgia.
I know they did. But that game was a fucking dogfight.
Yeah.
an absolute dogfight in Georgia. I think there's going to be a little bit of a letdown.
Really?
I mean, Notre Dame is the 10th ranked team in the country. Virginia's 18th, and they're getting 13 points. I'm just saying.
Well, if there's one thing Notre Dame's not known for, it's for having gritty, tough-ass fucking players. So, no.
I just think.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm really hot on Notre Dame right now. I expected a big letdown against Georgia.
Well, I think this is one of those things where you watch them play against Georgia, and the whole nation watched them play against Georgia. So when the line is 13 and it started at like 9,
mm-hmm.
if it's 10 points, I'm probably not taking Virginia. But 13, I'm taking them.
Okay. I got you.
It's nothing against Notre Dame. I thought they looked great the other mm-hmm. night. But everyone saw them look great the other night. And Virginia's not bad.
All right.
So I'm taking the 13. SMU -7 at South Florida. SMU is 4-0 against the spread and straight up. USF is fucking terrible. They're scoring 21 points per game. SMU is scoring 44 points per game. This is just an eyeball game. I'm going with SMU here. And you'll notice a lot of these games, a lot of small games.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take the small games where maybe Vegas isn't paying a lot of attention to them.
All right.
Next game, Louisiana Lafayette -3 at Georgia Southern. What foul?
Louisiana Lafayette.
The only thing that scares me here, Georgia Southern is coming off a bye. But here, let me tell you why I like Louisiana Lafayette.
Can I just admit something right now?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a school. So
they play the SMSU Mud Dogs almost every year.
All right.
Louisiana Lafayette is 4-0 against the spread.
All right.
Georgia Southern is scoring 20 points per game and giving up 36. Louisiana Lafayette averaging 46 points per game and only giving up 20. So those are reversed. Georgia Southern is stunk. They've been fucking terrible. So Louisiana.
You can't argue the
stats. I bet Louisiana Lafayette every week, and they're 4-0 against the spread, so that's why.
Yeah.
Once you get a team in your head,
there.
It's hard taking them off.
Okay.
Louisiana Tech, a big Louisiana guy. -9 at Rice. Louisiana Tech is 3-1, and their only loss is to Texas.
Uh-huh.
Rice is 0-4.
Yeah.
Okay, stick with me here. Rice is 120 in points per game, 122 in yards per game. Louisiana Tech is in the middle. They're around the 60s in both of those. Louisiana Tech is 13th in passing yards per game, and Rice is 124th and 125th in defending the pass.
Yeah.
In yards per attempt and completion percentage.
Nightmare for them.
So I think Louisiana Tech just throws the ball all over the yard against Rice.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Covers I don't know a lot about college football, but I do know Rice is hot garbage this year.
And my last one, Wyoming -9 versus UNLV. UNLV is 0-5 in their last five trips to Wyoming. UNLV is 118th in points per game, 111th in yards per game, 110th in yards per pass. UNLV, so where UNLV's offense is actually good, they're 32th.
We should change that, by the way.
Well, they're 32th.
Sounds awesome.
They're 32th in yards per rush. That's like their big stat that they're good at. Well, Wyoming's D is number 8th in yards per rush in the country and number 14th in yards per game for rushing.
Okay.
So they're not – UNLV isn't going to rush against them.
There you go.
They can't do that. And Wyoming struggles versus the pass. Like, that's their weakness in their defense. But UNLV is 126th in passing yards per game. So, I mean, what are we doing here?
You can't argue with
you
that.
You provide some good stats there, Tony. I mean,
I'm not going to come out here and pick these small games that no one knows about and not give you stats.
Man of your word.
Man of my word. And I think we're good for today.
If I was the defense in a courtroom right now and you brought that much evidence as a prosecutor.
I mean, I got evidence out the ass here.
My client's pleading guilty.
People probably aren't going to. We'll probably have to. I mean, honestly, we'll probably have to, from now on, pick like the bigger games and talk about those a little bit in college football.
First one back, though, right?
First one back.
I mean. Yeah. We want to touch on everything.
We want to do everything. So we'll probably always run through.
There was so much NFL.
We'll probably run through all the NFL games, and then we'll talk about.
That's the way to do it. Let's chat about it.
NFL is king.
It's what we're here for.
And then we'll probably pick like the bigger games for college football. Like, I mean, Washington State, Utah. I'm leaning Washington State. It's a bigger game.
Okay.
I don't know what other big games are right now because I looked at all the little ones.
Bet against Michigan.
You go where you win.
We've had guests on here before who told us to focus on one single conference and only bet that conference because you'll know more about that conference than the bookies.
Right.
That's why I like to bet the smaller games because I think if I continue to study the smaller teams, I'll know more than Vegas.
I think it's smart. I think it's a good strategy for the listeners at home.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an absolute pleasure being back.
The best.
An honor.
Follow us on Twitter at good, better bets.
Better with an L.
Join FanDuel. FanDuel.com/McAfee. Go on the Action Network app. Action.app/BubbaGumpino, Todd, or Diggs.
Green Dot or City. Pat. Green Dot City.
Green Dot City. And if you have any questions, tweet us at our individual accounts, mm-hmm. at Tone Diggs, at Todd McComas, at Bubba Gumpino. Anything else, boys?
No, get hot and go on a run. We've given you the picks. We've given you the leans. I mean, come up with your own little parlay. Maybe mm-hmm. put a teaser together, whatever you want to do.
I mean, just we'll pick
three or four of your hottest.
Follow our picks on, you like the most. On the Action Network.
Yeah.
We'll tweet out our picks, too, whenever we make them.
Because we're not doing the parlay anymore.
Right? I just like to throw.
No. Yeah. Not during football.
Yeah, usually like too hard during football. One teaser. I'll probably throw together an NFL teaser every Saturday.
We should all do teasies.
Yeah. I like the plus seven. I usually do four or five teams. Throw
one. We should each come up with like a three-team parlay and tease each.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, was this thrown together quickly? No. We planned this out.
Yeah.
Could we have planned it better? Sure. We'll be better next week.
But we're back. It's all that matters. We're back.
Week one. We'll be better next week. We'll be better next week. And we're back.
Go win some fucking money.
We love you.
Let's go.
And good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose, subconsciously. Me, I never feel better or more alive than when they're raking the chips away, not bringing them in, and everybody here knows what I'm talking about. Hell, even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back. But when we lose, now there's another story. When we lose, and I'm talking about the kind of loss that makes your asshole pucker up to the size of a decimal point. You know what I mean? You've just recreated the worst possible nightmare this side of malignant cancer for the 20th goddamn time, and you're standing there and you suddenly realize, hey, I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I'm still alive. Us lemons, we fuck shit up all the time on purpose because we constantly need to remind ourselves we're alive. Leon, gambling's not your problem. It's this fucked up need to feel something, to convince yourself you exist. That's the problem.